Greetings, this is James Gillen, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, the East City Ranch. We've had some exciting things happen here just recently. We had 12 UFOs fly over the ranch, and the dispatch was called by all kinds of people at the sheriff's office trying to find out what these were. And hopefully I know some of the sheriffs, and they would send people up to us so we could inform them as to what these are. But it's getting pretty exciting. I'll be speaking at the LA Expo here, and the information's on the site if you want to click on that coming up this next weekend. It's going to be an awesome event. They're allowing us to show the movie Contact Has Begun, and they're giving me a lecture spot and a spot on the UFO panel. So I'll be speaking three times at the big LA Expo. But all the information is there on the website on eSETI.org. And the books are out. The Ultimate Soul Journey is out. It's finally out. Everybody's been asking for that. Becoming Gods is back in print again. It was out of print for a little while. And Reunion with Source is available, too, as well as Contact Has Begun, which is definitely going nuts right now. It's in every country you can imagine. It's just been selling like hotcakes because it has such a powerful message in it, you know, about humanity and the Earth and our ancient origins and Earth changes. It covers just about everything. It's amazing. That's an incredible documentary. So if you have a chance, check out the trailer. You can again go to eSETI.org and click on the movie and check out the trailer for the movie. There's so many things going on, but I don't want to waste a lot of time because I have a wonderful guest on, Laura Lysak, who is a channel for Kuan Yin. And I heard her on another show, and I was getting all kinds of downloads and truth chills and felt some wonderful energies moving through as she was igniting people on her show. So without wasting too much time, I want to introduce Laura to the show. Laura, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Aloha, James.
Aloha. I want to trade you places.
It's pretty wonderful here in Hawaii. I'm on the Big Island.
You know what? We have 10 feet of snow here now, and we don't know where to put it anymore. There's so much. It's still coming down.
Wow.
And you know, I'm going to be in a tunnel here pretty quick. We're just kind of a little tunnel coming towards the house. And that's about where we're at. I had a dream about this ahead of time, which is, that's exactly what I dreamed about. I was walking through a tunnel to get out of here. But we're very close to that now.
But that's amazing.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said that's amazing. Is that normal for your area this time of year?
No, it's part of global warming. You know, there's so much moisture that's evaporating in the atmosphere. And then when the air heats up at the poles, it pulls in, I mean, at the equator, it pulls all the cold air down from the poles. And so it's kind of a side effect from global warming.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, it's creating a real mess up here. But you're in beautiful, sunny Hawaii.
Yeah, I think it was 80 degrees as normal this time of year today.
Yeah, and you have a beautiful retreat center.
Yes, we have a retreat center here, and we also are very close to the bays where the dolphins are easily accessible, the spinner dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And we call one area, we call the Paradise Portal in Kealakekua Bay. And it's one of the best places in the world to be able to have one-on-one contact with wild dolphins.
So yeah, I told you about my little dolphin experience. It was pretty. I got to see a shark and a barracuda face to face. Then finally the dolphins came later, but it was kind of interesting. Now to give out your website, it's kuanyin.com, or is it .org?
It's kuanyincenter.org.
kuanyincenter.org.
And it's Q-U-A-N-Y-I-N.
Center.org. So if anybody wants to go there, it's also on our website. It's on the As You Wish Talk Radio website. So if people want to go and look you up and check out some of the classes and workshops that are ongoing there, they can.
Yes, we have some fun things coming up. We have I do activations with Kuan Yin. I channel Kuan Yin full body, and we do classes on teleconference. So mm-hmm. you can actually experience Kuan Yin's activations live regularly wherever you are, which mm-hmm. is a very exciting thing. And that's actually Kuan Yin wanted to be here on this live volcano creational island to be sending these energies through the work that we do. So it's very exciting, and we're going to be having a retreat in April coming up, and all of that. So I hope some of your listeners are able to join us in some of these things. It's very powerful work that Kuan Yin is doing, very energetic, and you all get to experience it tonight, which is really exciting. Kuan Yin uses a lot of accelerated creational frequencies coming through our physical bodies to help these planetary transitions ignite in exciting and creational ways. And everyone that's listening tonight will be able to have that come through their physical body as in a tangible experience and ignite into the planet together the creational energies that are necessary right here, right now. Kuan Yin is always downloading whatever is needed in the moment.
So, you know, a lot of people don't understand the non-locality of spirit and how it you know, can tap you anywhere, any place, anytime, and that we're all connected in this wonderful universal field. And, you know, just by listening to the show and putting their consciousness on the transmissions that you're doing, actually, it's just like sitting there in your living room.
Yeah, it's actually quite amazing. And not only is it experienced in your body in the same manner as if you were here, you will each be bringing the energies to the location that you're in. Mm-hmm. By allowing it to come through your body tonight, so we can accomplish a tremendous amount of experiential creational influx of energy tonight with all the folks that are listening actually allowing this to happen wherever they are. And it will affect the area, it will affect your home, and we will be extending energy between us and filling in the gaps, so to speak. But we're working with the creational grids of the planet. And we'll all be little PowerPoints on it tonight. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Now, after I talked to you, I had something really interesting happen with me. I was surrounded in this bubble. It looked like liquid light. And it followed me around for about 2 hours. And, you know, I'm a show-me person. I have a very open mind, you know, very loving heart, but I'm a show-me person. I want to see these things, and I've had just outrageous experiences, but this was really bizarre because I was walking around and this field was just following me around like this bubble. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing about it, and I went down to my roommate and I was hoping he could see it, but he couldn't see it, you know, happening. But it was pretty incredible. So I could feel some real healing and supportive energy coming from that.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah, so hopefully maybe Kuan Yin can talk a little bit about that and give us a little update on the, you know, I know you have no control over what she says. Who knows what she's going to say. But I know that a lot of people would just love to hear about what's happening on the planet right now, if you have any insights into that and about some of these transmissions and shifts that they're going through.
Well, sure, I would love to talk about that. The experience that we're all having right now is accelerated creational energies manifesting through our physical bodies so that we have a dimensional shift in this reality. And it's us who have decided and chosen to be here at this time to give this energy into this planet that allows this to occur. And you can call it mass enlightenment. You can call it a lot of different things. But what is actually happening in our bodies, and this is according to Kuan Yin, is that we are accelerating a dimensional shift physically in our bodies. Normally, in time periods, from what I understand, when this happens, a dimensional shift happens in a planet, so to speak, we would have bodies released. We would die, our bodies would die, and new ones would be born. But at this dimensional shift time, we are experimenting with having our physical bodies change in the same time that the dimensional shift happens. So it's quite an enormous and unusual upgrade to have happen in a physical body. So what a lot of us experience emotionally and all of that is is, you know, and physically is a part of that shift right now. So it's a tremendous experience to physically go through. What we are doing in our physical bodies is allowing that to come through us and give itself to each and every person here. It used to be that we were in our caves by ourselves having our enlightenment. And nowadays, and now right here, right now, at this time, even this month, we're having mass enlightenment occurring. And that means that we need to connect with each other in experience, in energy, in excitement for this new dimensional shift to happen in our physical bodies and in our reality. So what we see happening at this time is this enormous acceleration on our planet. Things are getting faster and faster. It almost feels like we can't keep up with things. And what's really occurring is that a dimensional shift is settling into us layer by layer by layer. While we open up our bodies to receive it and extend it, we have the capacity then to ignite it in everyone. So we have this tremendous opportunity to accelerate a dimensional shift in our planet by accelerating it through our own physical bodies. That's my understanding of what's happening right now.
You know, I was just having a talk with one of my other friends. She's a Palladian teacher by the name of Blagi, and she's about 2 million years ahead of us in evolution.
Mm.
And she said almost exactly what you said verbatim.
Mm.
It's amazing, but you know, she talked about the downloads of these energies, and she calls them creational energies, and she's saying that, you know, get ready because we're undergoing a dimensional shift, and to hang on and just keep surrendering, you know, your body and what's happening in your body to the source, and let it, you know, transmute. Because I mean, it is a pretty intense experience for some people, and you know, she made it very clear too. Some people just aren't going to make it.
Yes, yes.
You know, well, and that's okay. They're eternal.
Well, one of the things that I feel is important to point out with the statement you just made is that a lot of our modalities of healing and of therapy are not really viable in this accelerated creational energy environment that we're in right now. For instance, the kind of therapy where we spend a lot of time going over what happened in the past that wasn't working,
mm-hmm.
is allowing us to recreate it in a very accelerated creational state.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, it's really important for us to focus on what we do want now as opposed to what we found as problematic before. So it's the solution instead of the problem, and it's where we put our focus that may very well be the difference of whether or not someone actually makes it through this time. And because I think a lot of us are familiar with the metaphysical and the secret and everything, that what you focus on you will create.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have the option right now of spending a lot of time on what we don't want, because it's just too much energy to give to that picture. Do you understand?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, that Mary talks about worry as a form of prayer. Whatever you're worrying about, you're going to manifest.
Absolutely.
And I see this all the time with what they're saying to me over and over again is release the past. They said they're here to assist us to release the past and start manifesting a greater tomorrow or a better future. And we have to be, active in that process. And when things come up, just let them go.
Absolutely. And we don't need to go through them, with a comb the way we thought we did before. Just making a new choice, just deciding, I prefer this now, or I'm done with that, and I just want to do this now. Or even choosing just a very pervasive statement like, I choose to be exciting in my reality,
mm-hmm.
is enough to shift it. And even in the moment, when you're in a difficult situation, to say, I choose to be exciting right now, or to experience excitement, I'm amazed at what can happen, how quickly something can shift because of this accelerated energy that we're in.
What do you say to somebody? I know a few people that just will not let it go. I mean, they are just hanging on to stuff like bulldogs.
Yeah.
And they don't want to let it go. And they usually have some type of a power struggle, or, you know, which usually comes from a deep wound or fear.
Yes.
But I run across this all the time where they're just hanging on, and I just look at them and smile, and I just say, let it go. And,
yeah.
It's interesting. I'm sure you've come across that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we talk about a lot in the Kuan Yin channelings is how to direct a conversation in a way that gets everyone there in excitement. And one of the things is as simple as, instead of asking someone, how are you doing, just use the phrase, what's exciting?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's amazing how different even a holiday with family can be with that question.
Yeah, they'd probably stump them for a while. Yeah, they probably couldn't come up with too much. Some of them, you know, they have pretty mundane.
Yes, yes.
Mundane lives.
Yeah. I think it's, again, it's important to direct people into what they can create, or what would be exciting right here, right now, even if it's taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the most exciting thing I can think of, too, you know. After a hard week, or, you know, but I do find that it is a challenge sometimes with
uh-huh.
certain individuals, and I think sometimes people just need to know that they're loved.
Yeah, I think that's the $99 question, or whatever, you know, is or people are seeking, you might say, is the bottom line is love.
Yeah.
You know, I love what one master said. He said there's two reasons for everything, love and lack of love.
Oh, very interesting.
And, you know, people do things out of lack of love, you know, when they do the negative things, and a lot of times they, you know, or do things for love, one or the other, just different levels.
Yeah, well, it's a very exciting and interesting time we're in, that's for sure.
It seems as though the earth it's like a disturbance in the force, you might say, and it's gotten the attention of the entire universe, and they're all focusing on the earth right now, and there's so many levels and different beings and different groups involved in shifting this, turning this planet around. I say it's like a universal itch, you know, and everything is, and the whole universe is coming to scratch it right now.
Well, it's very exciting to think of all of the assistance that we have, too, in this process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, people, there's the ground crew here on Earth, and then there's our angelic, you know, guides and ascended masters, and there's some very benevolent UFOs out there. Some of our ancient ancestors are returning to help us out through these shifts. I feel like you're getting Kuan Yin coming in.
Yeah, I'm feeling it too.
She's probably getting ready to talk. Just let me know when you're ready, and we'll just go from there.
Well, if you'd like me to give a little explanation of what's going to be happening.
That would be great.
Okay. Kuan Yin would like to accelerate some energies between all of the beings that are a part of this conference tonight. And part of this broadcast, all of the listeners, and to see if we can ignite some accelerated creational energies into this reality together. And it's a process of aligning your physical body nice, straight, and strong. It's good to sit up straight with your back and erect, and prop yourself up with pillows if you need to. And let the energies come right down through the central column of your body, ground through you and extend out from you. And that's the key to this link-up that we will be working with today. And so if you are in a place where you need to get more comfortable, then please do so. And let your heart be open as possible. Let your hands be forward and open also. You're going to be having a lot of energy come through you. It's a powerful experience to give this much energy out to this reality. So you are all a part of this experience, and every person that agrees to be a conduit for it will be ignited physically in a way that your physical body will be a lot more strong, a lot more powerful, a lot more able to accelerate energies for the planet. Kuan Yin and the benevolent forces, which include, you know, all of the beings that you were speaking of just a minute ago, James, are grounding energies to give it out to this reality through everyone tonight that wants to be a part of it. There's nothing that can happen to you that will be hurtful or disruptive to you. If you feel like you are being overwhelmed with energy, then continue to ground well, because it's going to be more energy than just for your physical body tonight. So let it come out of your feet, let it come out of your hands, let it radiate from you in every direction, and let the energy give itself out to whomever is in need of it. Kuan Yin will walk you through it. There are choices to be made in this process, just as we spoke a minute ago, that will ignite and accelerate this energy for you. And the things that Kuan Yin says, like choose to enjoy your body, or things that may seem quite simple, are actually the doorways for her to be able to bring the energy through you. So it's quite an acceleration that's going to happen. And you're going to have a whole lot more physical energy afterwards. We've had people start 4 new businesses the next month after activations, or swim 2 miles and back the next day, and things like that. It's quite powerful. And if you have emotional things coming up, or things that you want to be finished with in your life that come into your mind during this, or if you have physical problems, then give the energy that you receive to the solution. Decide during this activation, or even right now, that you want to be finished with that. You want to experience complete health, or you want to experience enlightenment, or whatever it is that you'd like. This is creational energy that is yours to create with tonight in a very big way. So each individual needs to decide for themselves what they'd like to be doing with it. And as you give your permission to give it out to this reality, you will have enormously more energy come through you. So there is only so much that your physical body can hold, but if you decide to give it out, you will become ecstatic in the process. That's when things really light up. So I would suggest that everyone make that decision for themselves, because it's really fun. That's when the lights turn on. So.
Yeah, I came into your other show right kind of in the middle of it, and I didn't get to hear the beginning talk, and, you know, walked. But as soon as I heard your voice, and I could feel the energy immediately, and I go, boy, I'm just going to sit with this for a while. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's what inspired me to give you a call and get you on this show.
I'm very excited to be here, and so is Kuan Yin. This is a tremendous opportunity for us all to do some really ecstatic work together.
You know, where we're at right now is a vortex. It's like a huge acupuncture point for the planet. Mm-hmm. And so by doing this activation here, it's going to be pretty intense, you know, for the entire planet. It's kind of an interesting situation going on here.
Well, how wonderful. How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
And here we sit at the creational volcano. This is a live volcano island. With flowing lava, mm-hmm. An incredible creational point in the center of the Pacific. And I'm sure we have people all over the world listening in tonight who are going to be activating the places that they're in. And I'm really, really honored to be here and to be able to participate with all of you this way.
I'm watching, we have a little thing on my website. It has the Earth with a little antenna on top of it, and it's sending out a signal all across the Earth.
Mm.
And it's just a perfect little image right now for what's about to happen.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So would you like to get started with Kuan Yin?
It's as you wish.
Okay.
Consider this your show.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask before we get started, James?
Hopefully that we're going to hold all calls, so we're not going to be taking call-ins during this transmission. And just to let people know that, you know, we can they can answer, get, you know, call you later or contact you through the website later if they want to know more about your work and what you do.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. All right, then. It's going to take me about a minute or so, to minute or two to get into trance here.
Okay.
And Kuan Yin comes through me full body. My arms and legs move. She moves a lot like the pictures of Hindu goddesses, where the arms and legs are sort of off to the side, and my arms and hands are in mudra, moving very, very quickly while she's doing energy work. It actually, the photographs of, or the drawings of Kuan Yin that have, they saw 10,000 arms,
mm-hmm.
I understand that more now after having her work through my body, because my hands move so fast that it's almost like there's a whole bunch of them going on. And they vibrate and shake and things like that. So that's all going to be happening while Kuan Yin is speaking tonight.
And I have a nice tapestry of her hanging right here in the center.
Mm.
So she's always had a place here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to give my body over to her, and I'll talk with y'all later.
All right.
Wonderful time. All right, yes indeed, my dear one. What are we going to be doing together this evening?
I believe we're going to be doing some activations.
Right. Then what do you want to see occurring in this process of accelerating this reality right now?
I'd like to see the entire planet shift into Christ consciousness.
Amma. Indeed, we're all accelerating in dramatic ways right now. Numerous energy structures are moving into this reality with all of us accelerating together at this time. You understand that it is more powerful for each individual to accelerate in connection than if we are in our own space and time without these energies between us. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
So all of this energy that is coming through at this time is because we are accelerating en masse, because we are giving each other this energy, because each individual in this reality is able to extend consciousness to others. And in this connection, new energies are experienced in this reality that are not possible if we are in our own space and time. So what we are doing at this time is making certain that all beings are accelerating in this energy so that all of our experiences can be accelerated in connection. What we want to see occurring at this time is numerous energy bodies ignited inside each individual in this reality so that our physical bodies can accelerate in this consciousness also. Each person is needing to accelerate in this connection for this to occur. So at this time, we are connecting individuals into this accelerated creative force so that all beings can give each other this ignition, so to speak. So you all have this experience in your bodies, and at this time, you're going to make certain that all beings are connecting through these energetic structures to give enough power through to this reality so that all beings can ignite in connection at once, so that we can accelerate in this reality manufacturing acceleration, so to speak, in all beings. With all of that excitement going on, a lot of new opportunities will be opening for this planetary being. A lot of new beings will be coming into this reality that will be able to accelerate in this energy with you, because their experience is needing this level of consciousness for us to connect into their experience. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
And so we have new opportunities to open up together, new experiences to give to this reality, new opportunities to give into this connection as it is occurring at this time. So if each of you would like to sit up in your chairs and feel this acceleration in your bodies tonight, we will ignite in this connection, and we will understand what is possible at this time for this reality to experience en masse, for each individual to have in their physical body at all times, so that each of you can give it to one another in all situations that you are a part of. Now, if individuals are accelerating in this manner, then experiences come to them that are in this energy also. So if we are giving each other this kind of energy in our experiences, new support systems are ignited in these energies. New ways of being in this reality are available to those who are connecting in this conscious mass. So if you are wanting to share this energy, my dear ones, we are very, very excited to be working with you. It is going to give numerous, numerous beings this energy by us giving it to each other at this time. You will mean a lot more than you are aware of by this experience grounding through your body. You will finally feel something that is more powerful, shall we say, than what has been going on in this reality for a long time. So if your physical bodies are manufacturing this energy, my dear one, you will manufacture enlightenment for this reality. You will give it out to numerous beings. You will manufacture it for all beings as the experience of grounding this through your body. So we are going to ignite numerous levels of consciousness in this connection at this time. You are manufacturing energy together in this connection. So we all have this opportunity at this time to make certain that all beings are receiving this power, are igniting in this power, are experiencing it in their reality. Indeed, not just in their bodies, but also in their experiences, so that new beings are able to experience it also. And this is the connection that we are talking about. With individuals accelerating in this enlightenment, new experiences are available en masse. New possibilities will open for this entire reality, not just for one or two people or for a small circle of individuals, but for all beings, my dear ones. We need to accelerate in all beings this excitement right now. If you are excited about something in your life, enlightenment will occur for you at this time. If you are excited about one little thing, enlightenment can come through your body at this time, not just to those who have worked for many, many years in their spiritual exercises, but for everyone in this reality. We are accelerating in such a manner that all beings are ignitable if there is excitement in their system in some form. And so we have that option tonight to give excitement to all beings, to share excitement with all beings in this reality. And this allows this excitement to experience itself in all situations. And in that, enlightenment en masse is possible. Are you understanding my words?
Yes, very, very well.
And so when enlightenment en masse is occurring, my dear one, we have numerous experiences occurring in this reality that are giving energy into this option, shall we say. Numerous experiences open up for this planet that allow this enlightenment to continue in manufacturing itself, so to speak. So look to your hearts right now. Look into your physical bodies and say to yourself, I want to ignite this reality in enlightenment. I want to give enlightenment to this reality at this time. And that is what will occur in this time frame together. We will manufacture enlightenment to all beings while we are sharing this energy at this time. So the individuals that want to participate in this, please sit up straight in your chair. See if you are excited about something, exciting to yourself about something at this time, to find your connection point, and see if we can ignite in each individual what is most exciting. at this time. Opening up. Opening up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my dear ones. We ignite all beings in connection in this support system that we are creating together. Amma, amma, amma. Grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through. Amma satakyam. Amma, ah, ah. Grounding through, grounding through, grounding through. Asatakyam, 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 asatakyam. Amma, 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 amma. Thank you. Thank you for all of this excitement that is grounding into your bodies right now. Opening up, opening up, opening up, opening up, opening up. Ah, ah, ah. Then allow this movement to occur right now. Let the energies of acceleration ground through your physical body while we are speaking. And let this movement ground into this experience of consciousness that we are connecting in. Let all beings experience this power together. Let it ground through your body. And let it move into this planetary structure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, oh. Grounding through. Grounding through. Grounding through. Grounding through. Grounding through. Oh, Ma Satya. Thank you for all of this power. Thank you, my dear one. It is very, very exciting to create in this manner. Numerous energetic structures are available to the individuals who want to accelerate in this manner. Your acceleration is occurring. Amma, 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 amma. And each individual in this reality is experiencing this power at this time. And that is what we want to see occurring, yes? That is what we want to see happening for all beings. Amma, amma, ah, ah, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through. What do you see occurring in your body right now, my dear one, James?
I'm just sitting here rocking back and forth with this big grin on my face and just feeling totally blissed, and my face is hurting. I'm smiling so, so hard.
A lot of power is moving through you, yes?
Yes, oh, definitely.
Amma, amma. And your physical body is opening up to accelerate in this energy. Amma, amma, amma. And a lot of power wants to come right down through you so that you can give it out. Asatakyam. 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 So you are manufacturing it right now in your physical body. Your little body is opening up numerous levels of consciousness into this reality. Thank you. Thank you, my dear one. Amma. Amma. And let each individual in this reality experience this at this time. Now, all of this energy manufacturing in your body is going to make a lot of experiences occur. Thank you. But are exciting for this reality. Not in disruption. Not in disintegration. Not in hurtfulness. But in accelerated creative connection. So the experience of giving this energy out is going to manufacture new possibilities here. Thank you. New experiences for this reality to ignite. New ways of being here. Thank you. Opening up. Opening up. Opening up. Opening up. Thank you, my dear ones. Umma. 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 And what is going on in your body right now, my dear ones?
Oh, pretty much the same thing. I'm just feeling a nice, wonderful rocking energy moving down through me, and I'm just sending it out, and it's just going out around the planet right now.
What is going on in your heart at this time?
It feels pretty clear, pretty kind of empty, not in a good way.
Noticeable shifts of consciousness occurring, Amma, in this energy as we are experiencing it tonight. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Now, how are you going to share this power?
Oh, in the talks and lectures, and carry it with me and just send it out to everybody I greet and meet.
Thank you, my dear. We are very, very grateful for your service. And the power that you carry is going to ignite a lot of people. Yes, indeed. Amma. 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 And this is going to affect numerous individuals who are not even present, yes, for your lectures and your speaking. Because noticeably different kinds of energies are available to all beings in this connection that occurs in this reality. Ooh, grounding through, grounding through. Thank you. And noticeably different kinds of energies are manufactured in the physical bodies of the beings who decide to accelerate in this manner. Thank you. So your little body is manufacturing a lot of accelerated energies right now. You are going to give a lot of energy to this reality, my dear. Thank you. And now that we are grounding in this manner, a lot of excitement is going to open up for all the individuals who are a part of this connection tonight. Thank you, my dear ones, for allowing this to occur, allowing this energy to move into your body at this time. Thank yourselves for giving this power to this reality. Amma, 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 aha, 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 grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through, grounding through. How are you doing, my dear ones? Thank you. All right, then. Is anyone wanting to see what can happen with all of this power ignited en masse? Grounding through, grounding through, grounding through. All right, we are opening up a lot of energy here. Thank yourselves for that. Amma. What is going on in your body right now, my dear one? James?
Oh, just feeling a couple little blocks, trying to move it on out.
Listen, allowing them to release is simpler than it seems at times. We can say, I want to be finished with this one. And it will release from your body. Let it out, my dear. Let it out. So many things are wanting to ignite in this reality at this time that are exciting to release the disruptions that have been occurring here. For this energy structure to ground makes it a lot simpler for these accelerations to occur here. We can give each other this excitement instead of a disruptionary circumstances. We can let each other create excitement instead of disturbances. So let us give that to each other right now. Thank you. Thank you. And let all beings ignite in this power. Let this energy move through you in a manner that all disruptions are released from your physical body. Ooh. acceleration occurring. All experiences in connection. And enlightenment occurring en masse. All beings. We're going to continue this energy with each of you in this evening so that your hearts can continue to accelerate and ground this power, so that individuals in this reality can ignite in this connection. And that will continue with your bodies for a little while, even after we are finished in this broadcast, so that you can give enough power to this reality to create what is necessary at this time. And you will be exciting in this process. Thank you, my dear ones. All going to experience enlightenment. All giving out of this power. And we're all accelerating together. My dear ones, what an exciting adventure to create enlightenment in this reality. Thank you for all of this power. Thank your bodies for grounding it here and for accelerating it for all beings. We will continue this conversation at another time. But for now, I would like to see how you're doing, my dear one.
I'm doing great.
What would you like to converse about until we are finished this evening?
Boy. I'm just feeling just incredible gratitude and thanks and just absorbing all this energy and just letting it flow through me out to everyone.
Enlightenment is occurring in mass at this time in this reality to a lot of beings. There is enough energy here to create whatever we want in our realities. To a lot of beings, there is enough power to create whatever is exciting for this reality and not just for ourselves at this time. So we can give this energy out to numerous situations in our lives to allow these new possibilities to open up for our reality, to create otherwise than a disturbance or disruption in this reality. We have these choices to be making for ourselves. We are able to give whatever we want into this reality right now. It is not necessary for a disruption to be occurring at this time. It is what we decide for ourselves that is operational in this reality at this time. If we are deciding to release our disturbances in manners that are disruptive in this reality, we will find noticeable disturbances in our reality. But if we are deciding to create what is exciting to us right now, and how we create is in our excitement, new opportunities are available to us. I will suggest all beings decide to enjoy this time, this acceleration, and to see what is possible in this time frame, in excitement. And we will enjoy each other tremendously. So what is it that we can give to the Trinity at this time in this power? What can we give to one another?
I think ultimately forgiveness and love, basically, and release the past and start creating the tomorrow we want to see.
And the support that is necessary for all of these things to occur, yes?
Mm-hmm.
The enlightenment that is possible is in support systems at this time. The ways that we give each other excitement, the manner in which we come together in our realities is more important than ever. The way we share our powers and the experiences that we create in these powers is most important right now. So let us continue to accelerate here while we are giving each other this excitement. And notice the difference in your body when you are giving energy to others. Notice what occurs for you. What comes through you. You are enlightening this reality. All right then, my dear one, we are going to release this body and allow you to converse with our channel for a little while. But we want to say we are very, very grateful for this opportunity to create excitement together. Your body is going to be creating a lot of exciting things for this reality.
Thank you so much for your graceful presence and the blessings you've given to the earth.
We are all exciting together, my dear one. Aloha. Hi, I'm back, James.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I think we saved quite a few people some doctor bills here and some psychiatry treatments if they would have done this process.
Well, I am very grateful for that.
It was wonderful. I felt about 3 vertebrae pop in my back and straighten and right up. It was really nice. It was beautiful.
Well, we do have a couple of activations that are available online, too, that people can download and receive. And they are just as powerful on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think it's very exciting to be able to do it with a group like this. The energies are so high when we do it together.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be sleeping too early. I'm just sitting here buzzing. I've got this big shitty grin on my face. I know we're not supposed to say that on the radio, but it feels too good not to. So we're running up to the end of the hour. Can you give your website? And also if there's any workshops or classes you've got coming up, you can also talk about those as well.
Our website is kwanyincenter.org. That's kwanyincenter.org. We have a ignition series coming up on teleconference that starts this coming Thursday. There's 4 ignitions in the month of February, and the series is called Igniting Support Systems of Creation. And the subtitle is Enjoying All Beings in This Reality. Kuan Yin, as you can see, the most recent piece of the puzzle that is being ignited through us at this time is the support system part. Mm-hmm. And so there are the power body of connection is part of the series, igniting a new system of support for all beings, and that one is support connections for the physical body, and then igniting structures of enlightenment. So that should be really wonderful.
And that's all on your website.
Yes, that's on the website, and then we also have a retreat that's not listed that we're just putting together for April of this year, April 2008. And if anybody's interested in hearing about that, we can you can get on our email list, and we do send out notices when something new gets posted. So,
great. Well, I've got to get out, and I've got to get back over to Hawaii, and when I do, hopefully you'll allow me to come pay a visit to your wonderful center.
Absolutely. We'd be honored to have you, James. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us here tonight.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We've got to sign off. It was an awesome show, and we'll do it again.